Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Peah. We are in the middle of the seventh parak. We're up to the fourth Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ezohi Ololos. So the Mishnah here is wondering, what is the Ololos? We've seen already in the Masechta that when it comes to a field, so certain items in the field have to be left for the poor, the leket, the shicha, and the peah. And we've seen in this parak that when it comes to a vineyard, so peret has to be left for the aniyim, for the poor, that which falls off during the time of harvest. Certain amount of grapes have to they fall to the ground. The baal habayis, the owner, cannot pick them up, or rather they have to be left for the poor. But there's also ololos. Ololos is also mentioned in the Torah. The Bar Tanur quotes the pasuk v'char mecha los olel. In your vineyard, you should not be to olel. So what is this to olel? What is ololos? So explains the Mishnah, kol she'en lo lo katef lo natef. That if you, on the cluster of grape, if it's missing both a katef and a natef, that's... In that situation, that would be called ololos, and that would be left for the poor. What is the karteif? So the Bar Tanur explains, Hashavit hem soisha eshkol, the middle spine of the cluster of grapes. If you look at a normal cluster, mechubarim bo eshkolios ketanos harbe. There are many smaller clusters that are connected as well. The Kishain Shochlim Zelzeh, when they lean one on top of the other, they give the appearance Kemasoi Shal Ktefo Shodam. Looks like a some sort of burden that's resting on the shoulders of a human being, causing the shoulders to droop. So that appearance, that is the Katef, and that's what normally appears on a cluster of grapes. In addition, there's also Natef. Natef, says the Bar Tanura, is gargarim shanavim hamachubarim b'sof hasharvit shargim liyos tuliyos sham anavim harbe. That at the bottom part of the cluster against the spine, there are many individual grapes that are just emanate, that are attached directly to the spine. That is the nateif. So says the Mishnah, if you have a situation, you have a cluster that's missing both the kateif and the nateif, they don't have many clusters on top and or many individual grapes down below, that would be ololos. That would be a very, there'd only be some several grapes attached to such a spine, and that would be left for the aniyim. The baal bayis would not be able to cut it for himself. Im yesh lo katef o natef shel baal bayis. But if it has one or the other, if it doesn't have both, but has a katef or a natef, then that the baal bayis can take for himself. In safek, and if you're not sure, then maybe it doesn't have neither katef nor natef. So laniyim, in that case, it goes to the poor. That we've seen already in the Masechta, when it comes to these matnas aniyim, these gifts for the poor, we don't say hamosi mechaveh olav haraya, that the poor have to bring a proof that they receive it, which normally applies in dini momenos and monetary matters. But specifically when it comes to matnas aniyim, gifts for the poor, situations of doubt, the aniyim have the rights to those items. Continues the Mishnah, ololo shibar kuva. If you have ololos that are at the joints, meaning, says the Mishnah, im nikretzes im eshkol harehi shel baal bayis vim lav harehi shel aniyim. You have a situation, the Bar Tanura explains, where attached to one of the clusters of grape, you have another shoot that sort of is attached connected at the same spot to the spine that appears as if it's missing its katef and natef. However, if when you detach the larger cluster, that smaller item. That's missing the katef and atef, is gets cut along with it, only has a few grapes on it. So then the Mishnah rules, harehi shabal bayis. If it gets cut off along with the larger cluster, then it goes to the baal bayis. But if it's distinct, if it's separate, then you have to cut it by itself, separate from any other cluster. So then he shall niyam, then it goes to the poor. And then the Mishnah says, garger yechidi. Let's say you have a situation, explains the Bar Tanura, kagon eshkol she'en lo eshkolos ketano shochlo zo'a zo'. You have a situation, you have a cluster where there really aren't any smaller clusters lying one on top of the other. Rather, el hargargari mechubar misharvit asmo, the grapes are attached to the stem itself. The grapes are directly attached to the stem. So Rabbi Huda Omer Eshkol. Rabbi Huda says that is called an Eshkol, that is called a cluster, and therefore the Bala Bayis can have access to that, because at the end of the day, Bartnur explains, there's more than two or three grapes attached, and therefore that is something significant, and therefore the Bala Bayis can retain that. However, Chacham disagrees, said, no, this is Olos, because this is exactly a case where there's no katef and there's no nataf. The grapes are just attached directly to the spine, and therefore that has to be given to the aniyim. Continues the next Mishnah Hay. Hamadal begafanim. If someone, a Baal Bayis, is thinning out the vines, you would do this to promote growth. So, kashem shumadal betol shalo, kain humadal b'shol aniyim. So just like he can thin out whatever goes to him, so too any of these ololos that he sees are growing and eventually will be given to the aniyim, he's allowed to thin those out as well to promote the growth of the entire vine, which will include a majority which will go to him, but also some which will go to the aniyim. So even though at the moment the aniyim will lose out some right now in the thinning process, nonetheless, he has a right to thin the entire vine. The Bartanura explains, because Ksavar, the Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that Din Shutof Yeshlam, the Aniyam, have the halachic status of a partnership, and a partner is able to go in on behalf of himself as well as the partner and to do this thinning. Remeir, however, disagrees. Remeir Omer, Bishalohu Rashai, Veinu Rashai, Bishal Aniyam. No, he's only allowed, the Baal Bayis can only thin out his own clusters, which he will receive. And anything that he knows will go eventually to the aniyim, any of the olos, that he's not allowed to cut out. Why? He's not allowed to thin. Because kesavar aniyim din koni yishlam. No, the aniyim are not viewed as partners with the farmer, but rather they're considered to be buyers, purchasers. And the rule is, ukshem shamochil chaveiro eshkolos asr legal behem af bishal niyam kain. Just like when you sell, you have to leave it completely for the aniyam. We'll do one more Mishnah Vav. Kerem Ravai beishamay omrim ein lo chomesh ve'ein lo beer. That in the fourth year, we know when it comes to fruit, if you have a fruit tree, so the first 3 years is arlo, you can't get any benefit. And then the fourth year, you have to take the fruit and bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it there. And if you can't bring it to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it. You can then take the money to Yerushalayim and buy fruit there and eat it there. So Beishamai says, when it comes to Kerem Ravai, there is no law of Chomesh. That in many aspects, Kerem Ravai is also often compared to Maiser Sheni, which you also can have to redeem in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year. Either you bring it to Yerushalayim or you redeem it. But when you redeem it, you have to add a fifth. That applies to Maiser Sheni. But says Beishamai, that does not apply to Kerem Ravai. You redeem it for its face value. You don't have to add a Chomesh. And also Ein Lo Bir. There is no requirement of Bir. Bir is when it comes to Maiser Sheni, if you haven't removed it yet, in the first, second, fourth, or fifth year. So then when it comes to the third year, and then the fourth year, and the seventh year, in Erev Pesach, so then all the maestros, the Truma, and then the Maeser Rishon, and the Maeser Sheni, everything has to, at that point, by Erev Pesach of that fourth and seventh year, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and make sure everything is separated and everything is distributed. So says Beis Shammai, beer does not apply to Kerem Ravai. There is no requirement on this fourth and seventh year specifically to if you haven't yet taken care of it, to take care of it at that point. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel Omrim, no, yeshlo. Beis Hillel says that no, you do have a requirement both for Chomesh as well as for beer for Kerem Ravai, for Netar Ravai, just like you have for Maaser Sheni. He has a Gzeira Shava of Kodesh Kodesh, where he compares the laws of Maaser Sheni to Netar Ravai. Continues the Mishnah, Bishamay Omrim, Yeshlo Peret Vyeshlo Ololos, Vaniyam Podum Atzmo. Similarly, when it comes to Kerem Revai, so the Aniyam have to actually have access to the Peret and the Ololos of the Kerem Revai. It's not the as opposed to Meiser Sheni, where the Aniyam have no access to the Meiser Sheni. Here, when it comes to the Kerem Revai, the Aniyam do have access to it, but they have to redeem it. They have to take it to Yerushalayim, and if they don't, they can't take it to Yerushalayim, then they have to redeem it for the money and bring it to Yerushalayim. Basil Omrim, no, Kulu Lagath. Basil disagrees and says that when it comes to Kerem Revai, so that is something similar to Meiser Sheni, which the Aniyam have no access towards, and they have no rights for it.